Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 20 to 9, it's good morning again to Darren.
Yeah, good morning, Audrey. The new Lidl Ladies National Football League season is going to be launched later this morning, and they're going to begin a new drive to increase spectator numbers at these games. The competition sponsors Lidl have commissioned a Red Sea poll to reflect on people's attitudes to attending female sports events. And just looking down, there's a long list of them, but I'm just going to go through some key findings for me anyway. 60% of Irish people have never attended a female sports event. Irish people, 5 times more likely to attend a premier male sporting event or an equivalent over an equivalent female sporting event. 59% of Irish people, they'd rather watch male sport on TV than attend a female sports event. And then 25% currently attending female sports events, but 57% of that number are more likely to be male. Well, Lindsay Peterson is a special guest of the LGFA today. She's a director of operations for the Nebraska volleyball program in the US. Last August, they attracted a world record crowd of over 92,000 attendees at one of their volleyball games. It's the largest attendance ever at a women's sporting event. She's helping to launch this new campaign, and she's been advising the LGFA with their new drive how to get more people through the gates.
It takes some risk, and it takes people to kind of go outside the box to be willing to think about what they can do to make the fan experience worth getting fans out there and trying to get fans to make the decision to come watch. And they've got to leave the event, one, impressed with the product on the field or court, but two, remembering their experience at the event. And I think that's what has affected our program and allowed us to have the success we have is fans want to keep coming back because they leave with a great taste in their mouth and a great memory, and that's what's going to continue to build the success of it.
What do you think sport in this country could learn from what you have done with your program, volleyball, you know, that record-breaking crowd of over 90,000 people at an American football ground? What practical advice can you give sport in this country?
I think when we had the idea of doing our record-breaking crowd, originally it wasn't the intent of setting a world record. It was just breaking the attendance record that was previously held for a women's volleyball match. And when we went into it, we had lots of doubts, and there were probably more cons than pros when you sat down and started writing them out on paper. But we were willing to take the risk to try to accomplish it. I mean, playing a volleyball match outdoors in itself is a huge challenge, but that was a challenge we were willing to accept because we knew if it went off and was a success, that it would be monumental for not only volleyball, but our program, but women's sports in general. Probably the key is to find something to just motivate fans, the programs, the teams, to try to be out there, accept the challenge, and try to be the team or the program to make the difference. And number of viewership and media that volleyball received was at an all-new level this season.
Lindsay, I know it was a long process, but just even the steps, like, what's your advice to ladies football who you're working with today in terms of making that progress? What are the steps?
I think the biggest thing is when you hit a roadblock, find a way around, and don't take no as an answer, you know, or be like, it's going to be too hard. I think it's going to be hard, and that has to be the mindset going in. It's going to be hard. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be setbacks, but we not to let that be the end all be all. Like, you have to be willing to bounce back and try to find another way. I mean, we ran into lots of reasons not to have this match, and there were still lots of fears the morning of whether it was going to go off as a success or not, but we just had to take the risk. And I think with risk, there's great reward. With great risk, great reward. And I think that was our biggest motivator. And that's maybe the mindset that I encourage, you know, female sports here to take is there's going to be risk involved. It's going to be hard, but the reward will be well worth it.
You know, there's so much more to be done globally, isn't there? And I just wonder, you know, are you hopeful about that future?
I'm extremely hopeful about that. I think this was just a starting point. And I think people got a feel for what it's like. And I anticipate the momentum to continue. I think once people are able to see it and be a part of it, and they will understand that female sports is well worth your time and energy to invest in and to be a part of, whether it's you're investing your time or money or the resources, it's well worth it. And it's important for the world in general, national exposure, but more so for upcoming generation. I mean, there's a lot of young young females out there that have a very bright future. So we want them to dream, have big dreams, and see that they can accomplish those.
Yeah, some very important points there from Lindsay Peterson. Just a couple of headlines before I go. Eve McMahon has secured another Irish boat at the Olympic Games in Argentina with a wonderful performance in Argentina. She's qualified a boat for Paris with a race to spare, and that was in the women's single-handed event. Middlesbrough beat Chelsea 1-0 in the first leg of their League Cup semi-final last night. Munster hopeful Peter O'Mahony might be able to play in the Champions Cup meeting away to Toulon this weekend. And elsewhere in the Gaelic Games, one game last night in the Walsh Cup, Kilkenny getting the better of Carlow.